Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, Blog Talk Radio listeners, and welcome to the second airing of The Fabulous Medium, Dustin Livers, with your host, Dustin Livers. So in this show, I want to talk about my work, and not just what I do, but kind of like the background. So a lot of people don't understand what exactly it is that us mediums have to do behind the scenes. And I want to have this show because I'm hoping my friends are listening because they just don't get it. They see me and they're like, oh, Dustin, you have this online scheduler. You don't have to do anything. People just log on your website, pay you your fee, and you just meet them in the room and get on with the reading. And I'm like, no, that is not all that I do. And I'm hoping that a lot of the listeners today that are tuning in and my friends and a lot of people in the Michigan area can get a better appreciation for what it is that I do and what all the work that I actually put in. So that's why I titled this show Back to Work. In this show, I'm also going to be taking two readings. So I'll be taking the first reading in about, I would say, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then I'll be taking the second one after I have another segment, and then that'll also be in another 15, 20 minutes after that. So I'm hoping that people can then get an appreciation for the process, too, and I'll explain the process as I'm entering into it as well. So with that being said, I would say about 30% of my time and energy is spent actually doing the readings. So once again, that number is 30%. Okay, so what does the other 70% consist of, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Nobody asked, but I will tell you anyway. So the 70% is all business stuff. And a huge part of my job is networking. So people ask me, how do you get these venues? How do you do your shows? How do you connect with the right people? It's all about just talking, but more importantly, not just talking to people, it's listening to people. So a lot of times someone will drop, oh, this place is looking for a way to earn some money for the animal shelter. Oh, this, we, you know, they're wanting to raise some money for Hello Gorgeous, a makeover for to give women living with cancer free makeovers with like wigs and makeup. You know, it's just listening to those kinds of things. And then when I hear those kind those opportunities, I say, hey, I don't know if you know what I do, but I'm actually a psychic medium, and I know that people usually pay anywhere from between $20 to $35 a ticket to watch my shows, and I would love that money to go to one of these wonderful organizations. And so that's one way that I get a lot of my venues. Another way is a word of mouth. So me, personally speaking, I don't know about other people in the business or whatever, but I treat everyone not the same, but I treat everyone with respect. So that's one thing that I did have to work on. So even in the counseling program that I'm in now, we are taught not to treat everyone the same because not everyone wants to be treated in the same way. So I don't, just a little tidbit here. Not everyone wants to be treated the way you want to be treated. they replaced the golden rule with the platinum rule. You can Google this after the show tonight. And that is treat people the way they want to be treated, right? So, I mean, an example I always tell is Muslims, okay, like Muslim women, it's inappropriate for men to touch Muslim women, right? So I'm a very touchy person. I like to touch people on the arms, give them hugs, but I have to remember, oh, I can't do that. That's not how they would be treated. That's not a part of their culture. So anyway, I got a little tangent there. So yeah, it's talking, listening, word of mouth, and just treating people with respect and integrity so they know me in and out. I'm the same way. You're not going to get a different side of Dustin when the cameras are off or the lighting's off. This is what you're getting the whole time. So for better or for worse, I hope you're ready. There's tons and tons of stuff. So phone calls, emails, Facebook messages, tweets, Instagram, posting stuff on social media, all that takes an incredible amount of time. Connecting to the right people, checking up on people, making sure everything's going smooth. My God, I mean, if God forbid a microphone goes missing and then they're like, oh crap, we don't have a mic runner. How are people going to listen to the person that's getting read? And I have to say, oh boy, here we go. To improvise here. I can use my mic. I can kind of shout, but at the end of 2 hours, my voice is going to be gone. It's checking up, keeping up with all of that. So tons of stuff happening here in August. I have another group reading at Riverside Bar. I have many readings at Mystic Beats and Niles. I have a fundraiser for the Special Olympics of LaPorte County. I'm teaching an intuitive and mediumship development workshop. All that is in August. On top of that, I would say about every week or two, I have a group reading in someone's home, sometimes two group readings in a week, on top of my regular scheduled readings, which consists of about 6 to 8 appointments a week. So all of this, okay, and my readings are an hour long, and then the group readings are 2 hours. It's all just stacks on top of each other. So it's fun, though. I love what I do. I love my job, and I love what I'm being able to give to people, the gift of healing, of being able to continue to live with diminishing that fear that everyone has of of our mortality. So, I mean, that's something that we don't think about, right? We don't want to deal with that. We don't want to think. We want to live for fun. We want to have fun, right? We want to go out for drinks, have dancing, go and play games, meet with people. That's all great. That's part of living. That's part of being a human. But death is also a part. And it's just so great to have that opportunity to be able to alleviate that and to let people know that their loved ones are still with them and have transitioned and are still involved, but in a different way in their life. And it's just so awesome because it goes straight into, counseling or therapy. Because counseling is all about wellness, living to be the best of you. We talk a lot about self-actualization with Maslow. You can Google that too later if you want. But being the best you you can be, that's what it is. So, and in readings, it's all about a message, right? It's you knowing they're with you. It's, it's either like, I'm sorry. It's a thank you. Please don't feel guilty about this. That was my fault. That wasn't you. That, it was some elaboration. Why did they do this? What was their thinking? Where were they coming from? And that comes up in readings, really embodying the person, understanding it from their point of view. Because even people see things in such a black and white nature, I think. They're either good or bad. That's not, in my views, necessarily true. I believe everyone's got some good and everyone's got some bad. I mean, look at Hitler. He thought he was doing something good, and a whole nation thought he was doing something good. And then people were like, how could you possibly do this? How could all these people fall into this? They got bought into this idea that they were doing something good, right? So, I mean, there's a backstory here. He came from a place, I think his mother was Jewish or something. He probably didn't have a great relationship with his mother if what happened, but there's a backstory, right? We can watch shows and see it too. Game of Thrones, even the evil people in Game of Thrones have a backstory, you know, and you can feel compassion for them and understand why they're doing what they do. That's what it's about. It's about getting the person, really embodying them, knowing, getting their personality. That's part of it. So I am going to be taking a reading here in about 8 minutes, so just giving everyone a heads up. And then I'll explain the process, too, so that all the listeners tuning in can better understand what it is exactly that's going on in the process that's involved. So yesterday I did a group reading. It was really awesome. Great ladies. It was at actually a daycare in Mishawaka, a group of eight, and it was really rewarding. I won't ever forget this. This was really crazy. So just giving people a heads up. The first thing I think I said was I have like a mother here. So when I feel a mother, it's either like, you know, a mom, grandma, maybe a stepmom. I mean, you can't have a half mom, right? So that's like half brother, half sister. You can't have, okay. So like mother, mother-in-law, or grandma, right? So anyway, I was like, there's a mom here. And then I said, there's something about a doorbell, you know? So I'm like seeing this doorbell. I have no idea what this is, right? So I have no clue. The message isn't for me. It's not up to me to interpret. It's for the client. And this woman is like, holy crap. I'm like, what? She goes, when I had this business, she said, and I just started, I was looking out and I heard this pecking on the window. And she goes, and I saw a bird like pecking at the window. She goes, the minute I looked at it, the bird went and pecked and rang the doorbell. I said, shut up. Get out of here. I was like, no way. She said, yes. I said, holy crap. That's crazy. So I was like, I feel like that was your mother's getting that bird to do that, to validate that she's still with you and around. And she was like, that's what I thought too. I was like, oh my God. It was just the crazy stuff like that. Stuff that's not up for me, it's for the client. So, I mean, that's why you just trust what you're getting and you stick to your guns. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, the clients don't understand something you say, or they don't know, and that's fine. That's why I record every single reading, and I give you a CD so you can listen to it when you and ask whoever may know the information so you can validate it on your own time. So you have an hour with me. Whatever you don't understand or you don't get, you can find out by on your own time or by calling your loved ones, whatever. And that's always really cool, too, because then I get an email. Holy crap, it made sense. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe I didn't know. You know, it's just so awesome when you get that. It's really, really cool. So, yeah, on top of all the work I do, I'm a student. I think I mentioned that, going for counseling. So I have homework. I have readings and school projects. I have clinical hours I have to do with people, like engaging in counseling. Oh, my goodness, all of that. But the one thing that's great that comes out of this is when you're trained as a counselor, you are trained in a very specific skill. Sometimes I explain to people, even in readings, it's not always what they do. It's what they don't do, right? So, I mean, take, for instance, you're late for work by like 10 minutes or something, your alarm didn't go off. People are like, why does that happen? Why didn't my alarm go off? There may not always be a reason, like, you know, the batteries could have died, right? But it could be just maybe that if you did go to work on time, you know, it could have been in a horrible accident, you know? I mean, something could have happened, right? Sometimes it's what doesn't happen. What I'm saying this is, we're trained in a very specific skill, but that isn't really, some people don't exactly may believe or think that is a skill. And that is how not to cause psychological harm. So counselors are trained how not to cause harm. Why is this skill so valuable? Well, I can tell you two big instances. For one, I'm not going to cause anyone trauma or cause anyone any horrible feelings or that they can never cope with in their life or that take years of therapy to deal with. And two, as a liability measure, people can sue psychics or mediums from what we call unintentional emotional harm. So how do you do this? Well, I don't exactly know the full process, but my dad is going to law school at Regent University. And he was explaining this to me because he said, you have to protect yourself, son, you know, and I'm like, okay. And yeah, so, you know, just having that degree is a huge weight to know I am trained to not cause people harm. So, you know, if someone takes me to court, whatever, I can just say, listen, I have my degree. Here it is. I know not to cause harm. And the judge will say, all right, looks good to me. Fine. Bam, you're out of here. So that's always nice, right? I'm also engaged in research projects. So I'm doing two separate ones. One, a lot of people in the community might be interested, is called SOSACT. What it is a social action project. And I'm researching with Dr. DeBryant, who's one of 50 ambassadors for the World Parliament of World Religions. The World Parliament of Religions. It's something of that nature. You can Google this. And he's really cool. So one of the only ones in this area, right? Because there's only 50 in the world. So we are putting together a big demonstration that's going to be happening in South Bend in 2018. People from lots of neighboring cities, possibly states, may be coming to this. And it's going to be people from different cultures, spiritual backgrounds that are coming and educating the public on what they do and to share some of their rituals. So you get to learn about all these different cultures, all these different spiritual beliefs, everything from Native Americans to the Baha'i to the Buddhists to the born-again Christians to the, you know, anything you can think of, they'll probably be there. So really cool project, really awesome. And she's using me because she knows I talk to a lot of people and I give her all these contacts. So it's just great to be a part of that. It's wonderful. It's really going to be quite the experience. So if you can make it, that will be something you might want to look into. The other project I'm doing is on quick fixes. So Americans love quick fixes. So, oh my gosh, try this beauty product for 2 weeks. Your wrinkles will be gone. You'll look like you're 10 years younger, right? All you need to do is spend this X amount of dollars on this, you know, good Lord. People are spending like thousands on these stuff, you know, or the try this tea leaf from some godforsaken country that no one's ever heard of, you know, that you can rub it on your skin and, oh my God, it'll just be beautiful. So we want to find out how likely people are to believe this and how much they're willing to invest in these products, which is scary. It's really scary to think about this. I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness, it's a whole culture around this. We've all heard, you know, what can you accomplish in 28 days? Oh, you can lose 15 pounds in 28 days. You can kick an addiction in 28 days. You can, you know, cure a child's problem behaviors in 28 days. You know, it's like, really? In 28 days? Who decided it was 28 days? Because I feel like it's not that cut and dry, right? So anyway, that's also going to be really interesting research here. So I am about to take a reading. Then we can hear more about my psychic business and not just all the other things that are happening in my life here. So let me look on my list here. I have 6 callers. And I am going to take my first reading and explain the process. So let's see what's going on with this person. Hello, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin Livers.
Hey, Dustin, it's Jake calling from Canada.
Hey, Jake, are you the guy that called last week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, awesome. You're cool,
hey,
too.
Yeah, thank you very much. You too, actually. It's really interesting to listen to your show. It's a nice combination of readings and your stories. It's kind of interesting. It's a great show.
Oh, well, thank you. Awesome. Well, I am willing to do a reading here for you, Jake. I am a medium, so I hope you're comfortable with a mediumship reading, so connecting to your loved ones that have crossed over. Is that okay with you?
Sure, that's
this?
What you do best.
Okay,
you went to school for
so
it.
I should mention this, so just for you too, Jake. So I don't like to be fed information, and I don't like people to ask me specific questions in the beginning of a reading. So in an hour-long reading, it's okay if it didn't get touched on for like the last 5 or 10 minutes. Usually your stuff does get mentioned, though. But sometimes it'll be like a question that, you know, it's so out there that I would never get it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's okay, but this is, I'm going to explain the process here, so.
So, just for clarity, just, my name is Jay, sorry, I just say it so fast.
Oh,
it sounds
Jay,
like
Jay, okay,
yeah,
my bad.
No problem,
right.
Here we go. But, yeah, let's just hear the process, it's going to be really cool.
Okay, well, give me a second here, Jay, I'm going to connect, and then we'll see what's going on here, so give me a second. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Okay, let me see here. All right, let me see here. Okay, I got a few things. So I'm going to just go one step at a time because this isn't like an hour-long reading. So I'm just going to explain exactly every detail. So the first thing that I feel is when I feel pressure on the top of my head, that's my symbol that someone actually passed from the head or they had a mental disorder that actually led to the passing. It's like Alzheimer's or dementia, something of this nature that happened in the head or head trauma. I do know that this is a woman, so I'm feeling a female energy here. And I also know that she was a really sweet lady because she's making me smile, so I know that she was a really positive energy here. So that's three things here that I'm getting. let me see here. I do know that there's also some connection to a boat. So I don't know if she like always liked to go out on boats or if she was, or if her husband had like a boat and she used to go out. But I know that she's saying there's a special boat or something that was connected to a boat here. Is this making sense? Do these pieces go together here? Because there's something
yes.
going on.
Okay,
so you can validate.
Great. Oh, yeah, I can. Want me to explain it, or would you like to...
Oh, yeah,
see?
Actually, that would be great for the listeners to know, yeah, so they can hear.
Sure, sure. So you're talking about my grandmother on my mother's side,
okay.
who was a really sweet lady. I don't know if she passed with a head, but she may be intuitive. That's where it's been passed along through the generations, through a lineage. The boat, she came all across the boat from Fukushima, Japan, and that's where he... Yeah, that's where she met.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's like a big connection to a boat then, because they have to be something very specific or unique to the individual. So give me a second here. Let me see what else is happening with this woman. There's, let me see here. Yeah, just a very calm, gentle energy. I don't think I said that, but I feel very calm, very gentle. There was, how do you actually connect to the cards? She's showing me like a deck of cards. Did she do something with cards? Or what is she doing? 'Cause there's something about cards.
So I do something with cards.
Well, what do you do with the cards? Because she's showing me you do like something very specific or something, a skill or something with the cards. I don't know exactly what it is. Something with the cards.
So she's probably saying what the cards. Okay, I have 30 Oracle decks, so I...
Oh my God, 30 decks of cards! That's a lot of cards, so...
I know. I only have one or two of them, while the rest are collecting dust.
Oh, wow, okay. So this might be her mentioning that she's, like, watching you do this, okay? So she's very aware of this. Let me see here. This was, let me see here. She says something about, Who is going on the trip? Hold on a minute here. This is like she's showing me bouncing from location to location. So it's a big trip. I think to like multiple cities or something across the land somewhere. I think she's either talking about herself or you. There was a trip though that they went somewhere and then they hit a bunch of cities in like the same area. So I don't know where that – it's like a traveling trip or something. There was – I don't know if it was to, like, another country or something, but they went to, like, a bunch of cities in, like, the country. I don't know where that comes in. Do you understand this? I don't know if it's
– Okay, well, a while back, we had to travel across three provinces, which is, like, states and United States, and it was, like, in the east, and it took about 2 or 3 days, and we came back again, so –
Oh, and you went with your grandmother? Is that correct?
Grandmother and grandfather, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because it was like something like a significant trip. So it wasn't like to like one state or one country. It was like to a bunch of a bunch of like neighboring ones. So that makes sense to me. Let me see here. She's so sweet. She keeps making me smile, and she keeps calling you like a sweet boy, which I actually had never said that before, but she says okay. Like a sweet boy. Let me see here. And very, this is really cool. She actually says you're actually very humble. And I think that's one thing that you're very, you should be very proud of yourself for being, because that's something that's really hard for a lot of people to be. But she says you're actually a very humble person. Let me see here. There's also, let me see here. Okay, so we're getting into a little more detail here. How do you connect to the marriage that was supposed to happen, but then it never happened, or they split up before the marriage? Where does this come in? It's almost like a fiancé's or something, and then, like, they broke it off. I don't know where this comes in. She's talking about this, though. It's something very specific. Or, like, they were supposed to be engaged. Like, there was talk of marriage, and then, like, they split up. So...
I don't know about this one. I don't know, because it sounds like it's too. With the time you have here with me, it's like it could be my cousins. I really don't know who it could be.
Hold on a second. Well, it's got to be someone that's very close to her and very connected. I think it's actually a girl. So who's the female that was like engaged or something, and then like it split up? I think it's a girl here. So
it could be my sister who was married, and then they split up.
Oh, okay. So that would make sense. Was that like a big deal or something, or was it insignificant? Because she's bringing this up, like it was something like really intense. Okay, because let me see here. She says I couldn't be there for her. Was she passed after when this happened? Was she already gone? Or because she says I could. Okay, because she says I couldn't be there for her. Because she says I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there to comfort her during this time. Let me see here. How do you also connect to the teacups? How does this come in? Does she used to drink tea, or did she have like a tea set or something? She's showing me teacups. I don't know where this comes in.
Okay, so thing is, I got she used to have Japanese teacups, and I have all of them basically. Some of them are chipped now, but I just put them away now, but I do have teacups.
Perfect. So she's just validating this to let you know that it's really her that's talking here. I think she's specifically talking about you. Let your sister know that she's mentioning that situation with her. But she's talking about you. She actually says there's going to be something that's going to be written. I see writing. She's showing me writing, and I almost think it's going to be published or distributed out to people. It's something not just for your benefit, but actually giving it to other people, or it's going to be published. So are you writing something? What are you writing?
Okay, so that's validation, actually. I made not a commitment. After my yoga thing practice that I'm doing, since next week, I'm going to be starting writing. And I told one person who wrote a book, too, and didn't know how to write a book, so I'm going to write a book. And actually, I'm going to write
poetry
right now. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, she's validating this, and I'm getting a good thumbs up. So she also says, now I want to be very clear on this, and then I do have to let you go because I have the rest of the show, Jay. I do want to say this. So, yeah, do that. I'm getting a thumbs up. The other thing is she was such a supporter. So I want to say this. I want to be very careful about how I say this. I feel like she was always very supportive of you. But here's the differentiation. She says, I was never able to tell him that I was very proud of him for a specific thing that he accomplished, like something significant. And she says, I want to tell him that I'm very proud of him for the book the writing that you're doing. Because she says, I always said I was proud of him, but he never had a clear, like, solid, like, why are you proud of me? Does that make sense? And she says, I want to say, like, this is something very concrete that you're doing that she's very excited about. Does that make sense to you? Because that's why. So it's easy for a parent to say, oh, yeah, I'm so proud of my kids. It's another when you say, oh, my God, look at this thing you're giving to the world, or look for the, and then being so proud of that. So I just want you to know that she's with you, Jay, and she's hanging out. And I wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for tuning in today.
Oh, it's a great show. I'll listen to your show next time. It's always a pretty good show, actually. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. You have a great day, Jay.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's such a cool guy. Yeah, he tuned in last week, too. That's really cool. Okay, so that's the process. So I see things, like I saw the teacups, I'm seeing the boats. I actually heard proud. When I hear the word proud, so you're not going to get this out of me, okay? When I hear the word proud or I hear the word love, that is my symbol that someone never actually said this to the person. But in Jay's case, it was a little different because his grandmother said, no, I always let him know I was proud of him, but I never gave him a concrete reason of why. And that's something I don't really get. That was actually the first time I've ever felt that way. So they elaborate on this, but you will not hear from me, oh, your grandma loves you, they were so proud. No. You're going to hear that, though, if they never verbalized it, because I have a symbol for that. And you should always see, it never fails. Every time I tell a child that, when their parents never said that, I mean, the tears just, the gates are open. I mean, it's shocking to me to see how many kids never got that from their parents. And then for the parents to cross over and realize, I never did this. And then to actually have them deliver that message, it's powerful. I mean, powerful. Too much so to put into words and talk about to detail on this show. But anyway, I am moving forward here. So yeah, research project, school, work. Oh my goodness, it's just never ending. Papers, presentations. It's just crazy. But it's really my goal, and I think I said this in the last show, to bridge counseling with mediumship. I may have mentioned this earlier, but they really do go hand in hand, I promise, and I will find a way to do this. There's also a few more opportunities coming up in my life. So I am a member, the lead medium of Michiana Paranormal Investigators. So what we do is we actually go to people's houses, we go to like businesses, and we actually have a whole camera crew. We have a historian, we have a records keeper, we have all of these people that fulfill all these roles, can do way more with technology than I can, to see what's happening in these places. Is they really haunted? And I'm going to be very honest. Okay, so I am a skeptical medium. So, you know, I'm not like a hairdresser or, you know, not that there's anything wrong with hairdressers. I love Lisa. She's my hairdresser. But, you know, I'm very skeptical. I do a lot of book work. I research stuff. I look into things and I question a lot. So I have a scientific mind. Okay, so I have an undergrad in psychology, which is a science. And I have to know that this is real too. So like, you know, I have to have validation. I have to know that whatever's happening is, it's something that, you know, that is good enough for me to say, yeah, that's what they mean. You know, it's not like when I give the example of, a woman who I was saying she had her mother's lamp and she said, well, my mom was a bright person. I said, no, I like smacked the table. I said, no, you have to have her lamp. That cannot be just a bright person. She said, oh yeah, I do have her lamp. Oh my God. You know, I am skeptical. So, anyway, I wasn't sure if I believed in hauntings or not until I joined MPI and I started to feel these things. So then in my mind, this is what I'm wrestling with here. So I'm going to be, again, very honest and open in my personal beliefs because it's my freaking show and I can do that. So I just don't believe that people are trapped. Okay. I don't believe people are trapped in bottles. People are trapped in homes. People are like, they can't move on. What I do believe is that some spirits are assholes. So listen, the show's rated PG-13. I can say assholes. So anyway, so I do think that if a spirit crosses over, they maintain their free will. So I don't think God's going to be like, all right, dude, get over here. So here's what you've done in your life. I have the script here, right? And he holds it out and you're reading it. And he's like, all right, you have to do this or that or whatever. I think God's just going to kind of lay back here and, you know, and allow you to grow. So you and your own growth, your own soul, your own journey, whatever you may believe, if you believe in reincarnation or not. And You know, and I think that spirits can be total assholes still on the other side. So they can haunt people, or they can make things happen. Or what if they're just doing that because we're looking for it, right? So like, here's like a spirit that's just kind of hanging around, right? Looking at people, just kind of chilling, seeing what's going on. And they see like 15 people coming and looking for ghosts. Right. So they go, oh man, look, there's like 15 guys here. Let's make some shit happen, you know? So they just start moving stuff or like banging things around, trying to see if they can get our attention. That could be possible. I mean, I could see myself doing that on the other side. I'm not going to lie. I like to have some fun. I would do that if I saw some kids out wandering at night or something looking. I would mess with them. So it's hard, right? I mean, I cannot tell you for a fact that spirits are not trapped, but in my belief, I have such a hard time with that. Because from what I understand, your loved ones, whether you knew them or not, are there to greet you on the other side. If a child passes and there's no relative that they knew very closely, they're going to have some other distant relative come and get them. So, you know, a great-grandmother from another country or someone, and they're going to explain to them, you know. I mean, the process is so much more than any of us can comprehend in the human experience. So, I mean, that's what it is. So one other thing that gets me through all of the crap that I do is my amazing support network. So I have amazing people in my life. I just recently acquired a business manager. Her name is Trisha. She's a wonderful lady. She's always telling me, Dustin, you need to work on your slogan. Dustin, you need to work on your, you know, what are you representing? Dustin, you know, you need to keep track of all of your expenses. And I'm like, all right, Trisha, hold on. You're giving me like a freaking aneurysm over here. You know, I need to calm down. I need to collect myself. You're giving me too much at one time. You know, just great, though. She's really looking out for me. I have an amazing personal trainer named Alex. I see him 3 times a week. He comes up with other plans when I work out on my own. So I work out 5 days a week, not for a whole hour every single time. So let's be honest, who has time for that? But amazing guy, keeps my self-esteem up, you know, really keeping me going, keeps me grounded. Working out is a great way to reground. I have an amazing advisor, John. He's also my roommate. And anytime I have troubles with my business or whatever, I just sit down and I say, what would you do? He's been owning his own business for like 40 years, so he knows what he's doing. Great guy. My beauty consultant, Debbie, always helping me look good, to know what products are on sale. Just great. I love Debbie. Such a sweetheart. If anyone's in the area, she's at Ulta Beauty Supply in University Park Mall. My fashion advisor, Jared. I love Jared. He's my best gay friend forever, my BGFF. And he's down in Bloomington with his boyfriend. You know, anytime I have a fashion question, I always message him because he's actually a fashion consultant for Express Met. And, he like helps people pick out their clothes, whatever. Anytime I have a question, my hairstylist, Lisa, that I mentioned earlier, she always keeps me grounded. She's the minute I go in there, what are you up to now, mister? You know, what is going on? And then all, once they hear my voice, all the ladies in JCPenney's salon come running over to sit next to me and ask me questions. And knowing what's going on, what trips are you taking? So it's just such a great atmosphere, you know, to have that and to have that support. And then my close friends, my inner circle. I have my mom. She's one of my best friends. I call her almost every single day. You know, she's always proud of me, always there. My best friend, Charlie, he's always there. One of my good friends, Dom, he's there when I need him. And what I like about Dom is he calls me out on my bullshit. So he'll be like, oh, Dustin, what the hell? You're getting too big. Your ego is out of the roof, you know. And, I mean, you need a little bit of an ego to do what I do, right? You can't just walk into a room and say, well, perhaps I'm a medium, maybe. Let's just see what happens and we can move. No, you need to walk into the room and say, God damn it, I'm a, you know, certified Forever Family Foundation medium. I've been doing this for years. I have 60 some odd testimonies with links to their Facebook pages. I'm on all these social networks. You got to have an ego, okay? But he lets me know when it gets out of here, when it's too big. Then my good friend Lauren and my new friend that I'm reconnecting with, Abby. So we're all like the really close group. You know, and they're always there, whether I'm traveling all over the world, whatever. I'm going to Virginia Beach in August. I'm being flown out to Guadalajara, Mexico for a week to do a group reading at a spiritual center and do readings. I am going to take another reading here in about 2 to 3 minutes. You know, being flown out there. I'm going to the Bahamas in December for a week-long cruise because I go every year. I just need a break. I, like, don't take any readings. I'm out of here. And then I'm actually going to Hawaii with my mom in February. So lots of big trips coming up. I'm moving my work around all of the trips. It's a lot, okay? So if anyone listening in is wondering, what does Dustin do in his free time? What does he do? Well, in any free time I do get, I can assure you I'm getting at least 2 to 3 emails from people asking questions, people wondering what is going on, how do they do this, how do they sign up? Oh my goodness, I can't work your online scheduler. Do you have time to call? Sure, let me just carve out 15 minutes so I can call you in my precious free time, which is fine, you know, I'm not going to be dick or maybe I can't say dick over the air. I'm not gonna be mean about it, you know, that's part of the job, and it's rewarding, you know, I mean, to just give back, to do all these things for people. It's something you can't explain. It's just a lifestyle that is, it's just so nice, because I realize when I worked as an ABA therapist, an applied behavioral analysis therapist with autistic kids, I worked for about a year, you don't get positive feedback from clients in a lot of jobs. People work so hard, 40, 50 hours a week doing menial labor, and they never get a thank you, right? And for me to get that from almost every single client I have is, it's so rewarding and beneficial to me because I work so hard. But I realize I don't get that, everyone gets that, and it's such a gift. So, I mean, I do lots of stuff. Once in a while, I try to find a date to go out and see maybe if there's a potential out there. But, I mean, it's hard, again, with everything I do. But I do it all because I try to really give back to my clients. The whole way this process works is they use my frame of reference. So what that means is they show me things that it happened in my life or things that I know that they want me to say to validate for someone else. So I have had a lot of experience in my 23 years of living. People don't have the opportunity to travel as much as I do. They don't have the opportunity to do the things that I've done. They don't have the personality to do the things that I've done. Like my business manager was telling me, Dustin, people would kill for their personality. People want to be able to travel, to let all that fear go, all the anxiety go, to just talk to people. People want that, and you have it. And that was really eye-opening for me when Tracy told me that last week. I was like, wow, that's true. And but I do it all because every experience I have is something that spirit can draw from. So anything that I have done in my life is something they can make me remember, and I can validate it for someone else that they used to do with them, or maybe that's something they did. So that's why I always push myself. I always work to do more, is so I have more to pull from. So I'm going to take another caller here, it's going to be a quick reading, and then I am going to wrap the show up. So let's see who the next caller is. Wow, this person's been waiting for almost an hour. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin Livers.
Hi, Dustin. I love you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad you said you love me. That's so nice to hear, you know. So,
thank you.
How are you doing today?
Well, I've been through a lot, especially this last year, and I want to pay respect to your instructions, so I'm not sure how much you want me to tell you.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, Wendy. I'll meet you halfway. So I'm going to do more of a psychic reading for you. So, and I will explain the difference because it sounds like you want to know more about your life. But I don't want you to tell me too much, okay? So that's the deal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, so I'll meet you halfway. So that's what I'm going to do today. So give me a second here, and then I'll feel you out, and then we can see where we're going here. So give me a second. Let me see here. Okay. So, Wendy, the first thing that I'm feeling, it's very significant, is I actually feel a loss. So where does the loss come in? Something very deep here. There was a loss that just recently happened. I'm not sure where that connects. Where does that come in?
March the 2nd of this year, my beloved brother, David.
Okay. So that is recent. Okay. So is that part of all the stuff that you've been dealing with right now? It's like adding on to it, or it's part of the all of the stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's a trauma that occurred.
Okay. Let me see here. How do you connect? Now, in a psychic reading, when I feel pressure on my head, that's a little different than a mediumship. When I feel pressure in my head, that's my symbol that someone actually has a mental disorder or something like a ton of anxiety. So does that make sense to you? So,
possibly, yes.
Okay, so give me a second here, because it's like anxiety or something mental that's happening in the head, like a mental disorder or something. Let me see here. I'm not sure what's happening. There's something, this is different than I'm used to. It's something, I'm not sure. They're showing me slots, like you're trying to get things in order, but you're not sure exactly how they go or something. Trying to get things like sorted or figured out, and you're having some troubles here. So let me see here. I don't know if it's work related. What are you doing in your work? You're trying to like organize stuff or try to get things in a certain order or something. What does that connect? How does this come in?
I am looking for permanent employment, and can I tell you something about that?
Give me a second here. So that would make sense to me if you're getting all of these stuff like situated, you're trying to like organize and try to find like a sit down job. That would make sense to me. Let me see. Did I say sit down job? I think you're going to be getting a sit down job. Where does this sit? Are you going to be like sitting down or something, like in an office or something? I see you sitting. So
I have 18 years call center experience, 15 in the medical insurance field, 3 in financial.
So is that like a sit-down office job? I'm not sure what...
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
But I would
Because I'm just making sure. So I'm 23, okay? So I don't have that much experience with everything. So give me a second here. Now, I was told you will hear a follow-up. So one of the places that you already messaged, you are going to be hearing back from like a follow-up. I mean, very soon, probably like within a month. Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah. Very soon, like within the month.
Well, that I do have an interview this coming Friday, the 29th at 2:00.
Okay.
For a major healthcare insurance company.
Okay. All right.
Maybe what you're.
Oh, what were you saying?
I also had an interview at. I don't know, about 6 weeks ago. And I feel like I did very well, but one of the men was very rude to me, but I kept my cool.
Okay.
And maybe that's what you're looking at. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I can tell you whatever it is, you're going to be getting it in a month. So don't worry too much about this. Don't stress too much. It is going to be sit down. I actually see you wearing a headset. Which job would you wear a headset in? It's like what
either
I'm
one.
Wearing right now.
Yes, either one of them. That's what I've done for 18 years.
Wow. So I didn't realize you actually had a headset. I thought you maybe had a phone, but I'm actually seeing a headset, which is interesting.
You're right.
Okay. So give me a second here. There's let me see what else I can give you today, Wendy. Let me see. There's... I can tell you this. You are going to actually have... There is passion in this job. So let me rephrase this. You're going to be passionate about this, so you may not see it as a job. You may see it more as like a career. Does that make sense? Something that you're driven in? So I don't know which of those two jobs is you're more passionate about, but whatever it is, you're going to be passionate about this. So you're going to enjoy your work, okay? Because I feel a drive. I feel like I'm being pushed. I feel a good. I also feel a weight's being lifted off of your shoulders. So this must be like bearing down on you. So because I do feel a weight being lifted. So it is going to be a very positive thing for you. Okay.
Wonderful. And I am a humanitarian, so probably that would be more the. It's a major medical insurance company, Anthem Blue Cross.
Oh my God, I've heard the Blue Shield, right? Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I saw the commercials. I see them on TV. So maybe I'll see your face on there. You'll be a spokesman. Maybe.
Yes, and the other interview that I had was at Franklin Templeton. And I love the surroundings there, but one of the men was, maybe he was testing my emotional strength, but I handled it very well.
Okay.
But I'm telling myself I don't want to work in that environment if I'm going to be treated like that.
Okay, I can give you one last thing here, Wendy. So I do think that this is going to be positive. I'm really sorry to hear about your loss, too. I don't want to skip over that because I do think that you'll, during this process, when you get the new job, you'll have more time to be able to process those feelings. Okay, so I do. That's the way these two things are connecting. The last thing I can tell you about the job is that there is, and this is kind of funny, but it's significant. There is something about a fountain, like a beautiful fountain. So I don't know if it's in the building or it's on the premise, but there's something about like a fountain with like water that comes out. So I think it's a literal fountain. So I don't know if there's one in like one of the buildings you went in, but there's something about this fountain. So does you understand that at all? Or have you been to the building?
I've not been to the Anthem Blue Cross building. There were a few fountains at Franklin Templeton, but I'm not that self-confident about my longevity at that particular job.
Okay.
You know, after 15-year tenure in more of the medical insurance call center field.
All right. I do see an arrow switching, so I think you will be going to the other place, the Blue Cross one, because I see an arrow making a curve, which is my symbol that there's a switch. Let me see here. So I do think you'll be switching there. And let me see here. Yeah. And it's, you know, I think you'll even get your own board. That's kind of... That's interesting. So you'll have a board that you can, like, put stuff on or, like, write on. I don't know if that's important to you, but I see a board in your office. So that's something, I guess. Send me an email when you get this, because there is a board. Do you know about the board? Have you heard of it? Or
What's it called again?
It's like a board. Like I'm seeing like a board where you can like put stuff on or something. Something about a board.
Well, a success board. I haven't made one where you...
Oh.
Cut out keywords and pictures of a visionary board of what you want in your life. I have not created that, but I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, is that something you're thinking about doing? The board thing?
I haven't really been thinking about that, but for example, I'd like to go to Hawaii so I could put a picture of Hawaii on the board. I've often dreamt of buying my own condominium. Maybe I could put a picture of that on the board. You know, things like that.
Oh my gosh, I think that would be a really great idea. So I've heard of the vision board like from one other person. I've never done it myself. But yeah, if that's what's coming up here, I think that's going to be something that's really going to help you a lot in like processing things and getting through a lot of this stuff. So yeah, that's awesome.
I consider it an honor to speak with you. I have so much respect for you, and something unusual happened. There was also what I would call a perfect job from Health Net that I saw online. And I applied. Well, I did everything, but it would not let me submit the application. So I actually called their tech department. They attached to my screen, and it was a system issue. So the lady helping me actually told me to send her my letter of interest and resume directly to her, and she says that I officially applied and that the recruiter who's in charge of that job has it. So I've not heard anything from them, but that would be another possibility.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. Well, I mean, I can't tell you exactly which one. I do think it's not that one you said with the fountains, or because I saw a switching arrow. But I do think that whatever it is, you'll be getting it in a month. And, yeah, so I'm really excited. So please send me an email, Wendy, when that happens, because that would be really cool to hear that and, like, to follow up on that.
I will, Dustin, and I hope I keep the job for several years.
Okay. Well, I hope so, too. But I do have to let you go, Wendy. I'm nearing the last 2 minutes of the show. So I want to thank you again for calling in, and I wish you the best.
Okay. Thank you. It was an honor to speak with you.
Thank you. You have a great day, Wendy.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, she's so sweet. She's just such a nice lady. But anyway, that's kind of how the difference actually between a psychic and a mediumship. So mediumship is connecting to people who have crossed over. You know, you can kind of feel their personality, really get a message that's really like, you know, through their heart, through their eyes. And then psychic's more of me getting it myself. So using my energy, feeling, that's kind of cool. You can actually rewind and listen to it once it downloads and really get an appreciation for how the two processes are different. I am nearing the end of the show. So I am so grateful for everyone that tuned in today and that was listening and called in. So feel free to follow me on Twitter, Dust10, the number 10, Medium. On Twitter, Instagram, it's my name, Dustin Livers, DustinLyvers. And Facebook and even LinkedIn, you can send me a business connection. I'd love to add you. That'd be great. And, of course, you can follow me on Blog Talk as well. So subscribe there. A lot of exciting things coming up. Psychics Connect offered me a job from Australia. I said no. Okay, I can't see myself sitting in my office all day long taking calls from people like a dollar a minute or something. Like, no, I know. That is not my style. And I am going to drop this little egg at the end of the show. There is a possible TV show that would be very, very big if it all goes very well. So this is very different than WNIT, the local station. This would be a very big channel if it happens. So send me some good energy there because that would be wonderful. And that would just be great to add that awareness, to advocate for people who don't have a voice. So those people being spirits on the other side. So we are their voices for them. It's wonderful. I do so much in my job, but the feeling of waking up, looking at my phone, and seeing you have an appointment with blah, blah, blah on blah, blah, blah is just a feeling like none other. To know that people are appreciating what I do, to know that I can give this to people, and to just have those appointments. Like when I wake up in the morning, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like nothing. I can't put it into words. So I want to thank you guys and tune in next Saturday at 10. And I am just looking forward to it. And I will let you know when I get the show up and running. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Fabulous Medium. And keep listening. Bye-bye now.